The name says itself.
That's scary already.
The affairs in the PF Central Committee, Honorable Brian Mundubile. Also joining us this morning is Honorable Makedi Zulu. Good morning. How are you?
The moments that matter.
Come on.
We've been there, informing, inspiring, igniting conversation. Phoenix FM at 30. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. President Hichilema orders probe into fuel shortages. Copperbelt police arrest significant number of juvenile groupings commonly known as junkies. And in global news, U.S.-Israeli war on Iran widens with first attack from Yemen. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and law enforcement agencies to immediately move in and investigate fuel shortages reported in parts of the country, with possible revocation of licenses for those found culpable. President Hichilema has expressed concern that despite a recent high-level meeting with oil marketing companies, the suspected trend of fuel hoarding appears to have continued unchecked. The president believes the country currently has adequate fuel stocks to meet domestic demand, despite global supply pressures linked to the conflict in the Middle East. He says fuel is critical to the economy and that any attempt to manipulate its supply amounts to economic sabotage and a violation of existing laws. The head of state has since ordered regulators and security agencies to act swiftly to identify the cause of the shortages and ensure that those responsible are held accountable. This is contained in a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Meanwhile, the Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, is deeply concerned about the growing diesel shortage across the country, with reports of consumers facing long queues and restricted access to the commodity. ZACA Executive Secretary Jua Sakala notes that diesel is a critical driver of the economy, powering transportation, production and distribution of goods, and that the shortage is likely to lead to increased production costs, reduced availability of essential commodities and higher prices for consumers. Mr. Sakala is therefore calling on government to urgently intervene by stabilizing fuel supply, improving distribution systems, and ensuring transparency and fairness in fuel allocation.
This will worsen the already high cost of living in many Zambians. We're calling upon government to urgently stabilize fuel supply, ensure fair distribution, and strengthen monitoring systems to prevent abuse. There is also need for clear communication to the public to avoid panic and misinformation. And if this situation is not addressed quickly, the impact on households and businesses will be severe. ZACA urges immediate action to protect consumers and maintain economic stability.
Copperbelt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has disclosed that a significant number of juvenile groupings, commonly known as junkies, have been arrested since he assumed office in November last year. Mr. Yui says the arrests are part of the intensified efforts by the police to restore law and order in communities affected by rising cases of crime and disorderly conduct linked to the groups. Mr. Yui explained that some members belonging to notorious groups groups such as Inseva and Vazale, aged between 12 and 18 years old, are already being dealt with under the law. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that the fight against junkies requires a collective approach, emphasizing that while many residents have fallen victim to their activities, law enforcement alone cannot completely eradicate the problem. Mr. Yui has since appealed to the public to collaborate with the police by providing timely information, reiterating that sustained cooperation between the police and the community is key to ensuring safer neighborhoods across the province.
We've been conducting patrols, especially in the night, and since I came here in the Copper Belt, we have arrested so many of these groups. Some are juveniles. The law is taking care of them as established. Those who are elder enough, they are being prosecuted, and some are going to the prisons for sentencing. So we are not just letting things slip like that. We are very active in dealing with this issue of junkies.
Mimbula Minerals Limited has refuted claims of multiple fatalities at its operations, stating that only one fatal incident has been recorded since the mine commenced operations in 2022. Mimbula Public Relations and Corporate Affairs Officer Ian Chomba has clarified that the incident occurred on 25th February 2026 and involved an employee, Edim Funda, who sustained fatal injuries during routine work at the emergency feeder bin area. Mr. Chomba says the mining firm remains compliant with national labor laws and international safety standards and has dismissed allegations of unsafe working conditions and unfair treatment. He says Mimbula has since put in place strong safety measures, including continuous training, inspections, and enhanced safety protocols following the incident.
Company has recorded only one fatality, which is one death, contrary to public allegations suggesting otherwise. You also may wish to know that the company has operated in full compliance with national labor laws and has consistently adhered to internationally recognized best practices, ensuring fairness, equity, and respect for all our employees. Worth noting is the fact that the company has been in existence in less than 7 years or so, and Mimbula Minerals ranks among the best Lemiona rating employers in the Zambian mining sector.
Meanwhile, African mining unions have resolved to strengthen collaboration in order to protect workers and ensure the continent benefits from its mineral wealth. Speaking during the Federation of African Miners and Mineral Wealth third executive council meeting in Accra, Ghana, Federation President Joseph Chewe said the African unions must unite to confront growing global interest in critical minerals. Mr. Chewe, who is also president of the Mine Workers Union of Zambia, warned that fragmented unions weaken workers' bargaining power and allow external players to benefit more from Africa's resources. He stressed the need for coordinated action on labor standards, safety wages, and collective bargaining, adding that Africa must move beyond raw mineral extraction to value addition and job creation.
I call upon all of us gathered here to move from dialogue to action. Let this meeting mark a turning point, a moment where African mining unions commit to deeper cooperation, stronger solidarity, and a shared vision for a just and equitable mining sector. The most important way today is now. The time for unity is now. The time for solidarity is now. The future of Africa and mineral wealth must belong to the people of this continent.
The Millers Association of Zambia, MAZ, has disclosed that more than 145,000 metric tons of millimeal have been exported to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, since the export market opened in August last year. MAZ President Andrew Chintala says the figure reflects commercial exports under the government-approved program, which also covers maize grain, with about 45,000 metric tons of maize having been exported so far. Mr. Chintala tells Phoenix News that the export drive has faced challenges, particularly the strengthening of the kwacha, which reduced the competitiveness of local millimill on external markets. He explains that when the local currency appreciated, export prices fell, leading to a slowdown in demand, but notes that the